Lunchtime Live on News Talk.
Brought to you by Avant Money. Think you're getting the best value from your bank? Think again.
But we want to talk about a new campaign that has been launched today. It's by spunout.ie, and basically they're hoping to end sexual violence in social spaces. They're looking at a new education and an outreach programme, and the director of spunout.ie, Kiki Martiri, is with us here on the programme, as is 17-year-old Mary Cassidy. Mary, can I just maybe start with yourself first? Would you mind telling us about your own experience, perhaps, of sexual harassment?
Hi, thanks for having me on.
Yeah, thank you.
So pretty much from the time I was about 13, I started being sent unwanted, like unsolicited nudes from very old men and stuff and weird stuff like that, ever since I was on social media. And then as I got a bit older, I was shouted at walking down the street, rubbed up against in shops, beeped at as I walked home, or cars would slow down beside me, or just things that made me feel very unsafe, being followed home or shouted at. Just didn't matter where I was, it happened all the time, happened when no matter who I was with whether or not I was with friends, it really didn't matter. So it was just kind of a constant. Every day you'd go out and you just kind of be expecting something new, and you'd have to learn how to deal with it quite quickly, otherwise didn't know what would happen.
And this is pretty much daily, Mary.
It's quite often. I wouldn't say it's daily. I'd say it's definitely weekly.
Okay.
I'd say whenever, especially if I go into the town, especially Dublin City, it is, I don't believe I've ever gone on a trip to Dublin City without something like that happening, or being with someone that it's happened to. It's a really, really common occurrence for everybody I know and for myself.
And so this is something like it's in person. It's something that actually happens, and then it's moved online as well. So there's nearly two environments, I suppose, where it can happen.
Absolutely. At first for me it was online because I wasn't out as much, but online just isn't safe. Like, you don't know who you're adding. They could be disguised as someone you know. Really, it's just everywhere. It's a constant issue for everybody my age and all girls I know, or any female presenting people that I know. It's just, you can't get away from it, really. It's so constant.
Has it got worse in recent years?
Oh, absolutely. I think so, because
really?
People can hide behind their phones. You don't have to have your name. You can make a new account if you get blocked. It's just so easy for people to just harass young girls and minors and even young women, just anyone really, online, because you can't necessarily know who it's coming from. People are too scared to go forward with it because, the general consensus when you're very young is, well, why did you add that person? And why wouldn't you check if you knew them and all that kind of stuff? So people are just afraid to come forward. So then it's perpetuating that behavior because they know that the likelihood of them getting caught is very low.
Mm-hmm. And even then, like, is that a concern, I suppose, Mary, for, like yourself and friends when you chat about this, that is there a fear then to go to, an older sister or your parent or mum or dad or an aunt or uncle or somebody to chat about it? Because, as you say, they might turn around and say, well, how do you know this person, or how were you in touch with them in the first place, or, that kind of thing?
Oh, absolutely. Because then you feel that internalized guilt of, well, why did I add them? Is this my fault? Should I have checked? Well, it isn't your fault.
Yeah,
of course it's not. But just straight away, our reflexes to kind of go, well, how did you get in contact with that person? Why is that person targeting you? And which is an okay response, but at the same time, it's human nature to go, well, what part did you play in this? So people definitely have issues coming forward with it because perhaps they've been manipulated into doing the same themselves. And then they fear that, well, if they do it, well, if something comes out about them. But obviously, it's a different story altogether. Mm. It's just that we've been told so many times, well, the likelihood is that it's partially your fault in whatever happens. And which isn't true. Of course it's not true. But then that, again, encourages that fear to stay silent because you don't want to get in trouble and you don't want something to be found out about you because you don't necessarily know what's happened. You're so blindsided by this because it's completely anonymous.
You say it's got worse in recent years. How do we tackle it or address it, Mary?
Education. I think coming in at the ground floor, talking about this, having an open discourse. We need to have conversations about this. This is a real problem. These are real people. And these actions have consequences, real consequences. They can be so detrimental to people. We need to start by talking about it. That is the base level thing that we can do, is have this conversation in schools that this is happening and how to protect yourself. But it shouldn't always be about prevention. It shouldn't be going straight to girls and saying, oh, well, you shouldn't be doing this, you shouldn't be doing this. It should be talking to everyone and saying, why is this happening? This is not okay. These are human beings.
You're 17 now, Mary. Is that right, Jen?
Yes, I am.
Yeah. And you mentioned you were 13, is that correct, when you
first started
messages?
Yeah.
And you're a kid then.
Oh, absolutely. I had absolutely no experience whatsoever about anything like that. I was very, very innocent. And straight away, I felt my innocence just dashed for me because I opened an image, you know, which completely on this I was so unsuspecting. And now I'm so cautious of everything, every image that I get from someone that I don't know, or any message.
Stay with us, Mary, because Kiki Martiri is with us as well, the director of spunout.ie. There's a lot of people getting into contact with us here, Kiki, just, you know, listening to Mary talking about her first experience getting messages at 13, and, you know, just kind of that weekly, like when she's in town and out with her friends, just, I suppose, the interaction that you get from people. At Spunout, how common do you hear stories like this?
We hear stories like this all the time, and it's not a new phenomenon. Like, you know, I'm really glad that we're creating the space for people to be listened to now, but we've been hearing about this for a long time, you know, forever. And the conversation around sexual violence tends to lend itself to focusing, you know, more on the incidences that we hear about as particularly egregious, sexual assault and rape, and those are very important topics to talk about. But our campaign that we're launching today, Better Than Before, is really about recognizing the entire spectrum of sexually violent behaviors and recognizing all of them as completely unacceptable. So that can range from sexist jokes or comments to inappropriate touching, or the sort of everyday, and unfortunately they are everyday, occurrences of, you know, you're getting groped on the Lewis, or you're getting yelled at on the street, or, you know, you're being sent images or harassed online, or someone, you know, keeps asking you out after you've said no, you know, lots of times. And this is happening a lot, to, you know, constantly to women, young women, to LGBTI plus people in those communities, but it's to people in general. We know that sexual violence across the spectrum of behaviors are happening to all people, regardless of your gender or sexuality. And, you know, it's not a new thing, but we've got to keep it on our radar. We've got to talk about it and find ways and encourage people to intervene and to speak up and to have, you know, and to talk about solutions, which is what we're doing this week, because we don't want to go back to the Ireland we had before lockdown, where this was every day and constant. We want to create an Ireland that's better than before, with cultures and communities that people feel, especially young people, feel safe to leave their house or to go online and live their life as they choose without threat of violence at all levels.
Is there a fear, Mary, that people, just when you listen to Kiki talking there about what to look out for and the kind of things that they want to address in this campaign, is there a fear that people don't actually recognise what sexual harassment is?
Yeah, definitely. I think that unless you've experienced it, really, it's very hard. Or unless you know somebody who's experienced it, it's very hard to understand it. Like, because people have these very broad ideas of it's just being groped and it's just being, you know, it's just being very, very difficult things or very severe things, when it's not that. There are very minute things which have real effects on people, like being sent images and like being shouted at and being harassed on the street. You know, like, they're not touching you, but it's still terrifying. You're still walking home in the dark being shouted at by a grown person that you don't know. And I think that there needs to be more of an understanding about it, and that's why we need education on the topic, because if we don't have education, nothing gets better, because people, unless people understand the subject, they're not willing to give it any time.
Kiki, Mary mentioned as well there, you know, just a few moments ago, and I thought it was really interesting, like, that there's still an element of fear, or if you want to say perhaps shame, that people feel that, you know, nearly they can't then come forward with their stories.
Absolutely. Because young people have had the experience. It's not, they're not pulling that kind of shame or embarrassment out of the blue. It's because they've tried, like Mary said, tried to speak up and talk to someone about it. And someone said, oh, well, why did you add them? Oh, why did you open the photo in the first place? Why are you online? Why are you on your phone?
Yeah.
You know, why
did you leave the house?
Exactly. And the finger is pointed back at them, and it's completely inexcusable. We have to stop. It's a fear response, I think. You know, if a loved one hears you talk about something bad that's happened to you, they want to try to fix it and help you and say, oh, well, you just need to stop leaving the house or going on your phone. And it's, I think it's coming from a place of wanting to protect them. But really, you just need to listen to them and say, I'm so sorry that happened to you. That really wasn't okay. And it's not your fault. And that's the harder thing to do and to say, but it's the only reasonable response.
I have an interesting text here, Kiki, from Tommy, who's got in touch and says, only last week I opened the door of a chemist to allow two teenage girls to enter, pardon me, to enter the shop before me. To my horror, they actually laughed at me. It's an education thing. And the way a lot of kids are being brought up, it's sad, as some of the stories I'm listening to in the show, it's often a two-way thing.
Well, I'm not sure. I sympathize with someone feeling, you know, embarrassed in public. I don't think that that's not an incident. I don't think of sexual violence, and it's not, I don't think that's necessarily what we're speaking to right now.
I take from Tommy's message, my read of that was that, I suppose the point being, it's it can be men or women that feel like this.
Oh, absolutely. We are by no means, if anything, one positive thing that hopefully can come out of this campaign is having everyone, regardless of your gender, talking about the incidences that you've seen. Because I know that young men are, you know, in groups of their friends and maybe hear sexist jokes or comments and just hate them and feel awful about it and don't know how to speak up or don't know how to say anything and think, oh, that's really not on. I don't like that. But don't know what to do or don't know what to say. So this is not a campaign around shaming each other or blaming each other. It's having all of us being able to look back and say, you know, before lockdown, I'm remembering lots of incidences that maybe I saw something, I didn't do something, or something happened to me and I didn't feel like I could do anything about it. And now that I know better, I'm gonna do better and I'm gonna intervene in social settings when I see things like this, because oftentimes it's happening to people around us and we don't know how to help.
I want to ask you about intervention, because like I know from chatting, say, for instance, to my own friends, Kiki, that you'd often be afraid to intervene publicly when something like this happens. Is that your kind of advice on this, that people should, or how do you do that?
Well, we've met with a lot of experts to kind of craft this campaign and make sure that it's the right, advice and that's safe. And the number one tip is, you know, you don't want to put your own safety at risk to intervene, but there usually is always some way to be supportive or intervene and keep yourself safe at the same time. So sometimes it's kind of like creative solutions, and we're going to be posting about this on spunout.ie and on our social media platforms all this week and get people to share it. But, you know, like if you're at a pub and you see something, you can go to the manager privately. You know, you can go to go to the bartender and talk to them and say, hey, I can't intervene in this, but this is what's happening. Or if, you know, your friend's being talked to by someone, you know, you go and you act and say, hey, I need you to go to the bathroom with me, or hey, can you get me some water? You can distract the situation. Or if you see someone in the street, you can try to distract them and ask for directions. Or some, you know, public transportation, the Lewis sometimes has a line that if you see kind of unfriendly behavior, you can text in anonymously to report it, you know, just to use, there's usually some small action. Or even if you can't intervene in the situation, after when it's over, you can go up to the person and say, hey, that really wasn't okay.
Yeah,
are you okay? And that's not your fault. And that can make a huge difference to someone recovering from something, to feel like what happened to me wasn't all right.
Mary, is that something when you're chatting to your own friends, like your own pals, do you talk about how frequently this happens, or whether or not you would, or you'd feel safe or comfortable even to intervene?
Yeah, we do. We talk about that very often. We don't go out unless we're going in groups, especially in places like town. The only time I would ever be in town on my own is if it was in the morning. Like, we talk about intervention, we talk about how often it happens, we talk about what we can do, what other people can do, you know, and we have discussions with our friends who maybe don't experience these things. And we say to them, well, if you see it happening, here's what you should do. And you should have open conversations, because it's something that we're experiencing on a day-to-day or on a weekly basis, or whenever it is that we go out, you know. So we have to discuss these things, because we experience them. We know how horrible it is. So we know how horrible it is for other people as well. So why would we let them suffer through that alone and not help? That's kind of our mindset, is that we have to. If we don't, no one else will. Like, that's our job as kind of young people, and young women especially, is to help each other and to protect each other, because we understand each other quite well.
Okay, the Spun Out campaign, Kiki, has been launched today, isn't that right?
Yes.
And if people want to get more information,
Yeah, please visit spunout.ie, and on the front page of our website, you'll see all of the articles for our sexual violence campaign, and it includes information about what is sexual violence, how to identify it, how to get support for yourself or friends, but also kind of those stories like Mary's sharing today around what it actually feels like to go through this as young people and what different instances they're going through. And it really is a message of how can we all make tiny changes to our behavior? How can we all support each other? You know, this isn't a quick fix. This is us all just kind of coming together, sharing stories, being compassionate with one another, and talking to each other. So we're really encouraging people to use the hashtag Better Than Before to talk about how they're going to create an Ireland that's better than before coming out of lockdown with increased socialization, and start intervening when we see things like we tend to do.
Kiki Mortieri, the director of Spunout, and Mary Cassidy, thank you very much for joining us here on Lunchtime Live today. This listener says, the last place that I worked in, my boss was always downgrading women. I ended up having an argument, throwing keys in his face, told him to cop on. I'm a man and I felt extremely uncomfortable. Keep the messages coming into us, 53106.
Lunchtime Live on News Talk.
Brought to you by Avant Money. Think you're getting the best value from your bank? Think again.